Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm in a really good mood today.
Why?
I don't know, I just am, you know? Woo! Woo.
What's happened today that's put you in such a good mood?
I don't know, I just really am. I'm loving it. What?
No, I can't say.
You can say.
I don't know if I can say. I was going to say, is it just because you've had that chocolate?
Oh, you stupid person.
I said I didn't think I could say.
Oh, that's brilliant, isn't it?
What?
2 weeks away from the Great North Run, and you basically just told my personal trainer that I've eaten half a Twix. Congratulations.
I never said how much chocolate you'd have.
He's going to be furious.
Yep, you know what he gets like. Yeah, brilliant.
But he doesn't know about that donut you ate.
No, I didn't eat any donuts. Sugar Babes coming up, and the script. I didn't. No, I didn't, actually.
I was making that up,
yeah,
sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah, now, two donuts.
Now, do you remember, we bought you the sensation that was PandaCam a couple of weeks ago. Well, we didn't kind of...
The pandas brought us it.
Well, yeah, we told you about it. Yeah. And that was a huge success. Basically, loads of pandas in a zoo sat around not doing much. Loads of people still watching that cam. Do you know what people, since we invented that one, well, not told you about it, since we told you about it,
yeah.
People come up to me in the street and they say, do you know what, Scott, you are the king of the cam. You're the cam king. That's what they call me now. The cam king.
The cam king?
Yeah.
You sure it's cam?
Cam, yeah.
No other letters on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because I'm bringing you all these great webcams.
Yeah.
Then after PandaCam, we bought you our own version of it, which is BeckyCam, which is still on. And that's a webcam that's sat on our office desk upstairs. Same as PandaCam, but like with real people.
Where no pandas.
No, yeah, it's not in a zoo. Just in our office. That was huge. Thousands of people still watching it now.
What's...
Becky's been on it earlier today.
Yeah.
Those people emailed it in. Yeah. And now we've got something even better for you. Please welcome to Radio 1, HeadCam. Now, what's going to happen is the one that doesn't speak is going to put a camera on his head. And then you'll be able to see what he sees during the show today.
Online, right.
Okay? Now, what we did, we got people from MI5 to design this special camera for us. You know, in, like, James Bond films, where, they give you the gadgets.
Yeah.
And pay attention, Bond. Here's an exploding briefcase or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm M or Q or whatever.
You're M.
SM.
You're SM?
I'm SM. So pay attention, Chapman.
Right, okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Now, SM. What's going to happen is, with this special head cam, the one that doesn't speak is about to put it on his head. Now, if you could crouch down there so he can't
see. He's gone under the desk.
Okay, good. Now, I need to warn you that this is quite subtle.
Okay?
So you probably won't notice the camera at first, because I said... MI5 have designed it.
It's meant to be unnoticeable.
Yeah, you're
is
not
it?
Supposed to be able to see
right.
it.
It's so like I could be. So he could be a spy with it on his head.
Well, yeah, it's supposed to be secret. So, like, you know,
right.
secret filming. So he's going to pop up from under the desk now, and then you'll be able to see. Well, I probably won't be able to see, but look closely at his head because that is where the camera is. Okay.
Okay.
After three, one, two, three.
Or distract his face.
Subtle, eh?
Is that the future of modern technology?
They were working for months to come up with that.
Were they?
At least hasn't messed up his hair.
As Becky says, it looks like...
It's just like a sweatband with a camcorder on the side. But this amazing technology will now enable you to see what the one that doesn't speak sees through the show. And you can do it now, I think.
Is he going to sit with that in his head for the whole show?
We can take it in turns to look that stupid.
Does he need something on the other side to balance him out? Is it
weighing the left-hand side of your head down? Yeah,
you're going to have an awful crick in your neck by 5 o'clock.
He is a bit lopsided. Anyway, if you go online to bbc.co.uk/radio1...
Can I ask why he needs a bum bag with it?
You have to carry the bum bag with you at all times. So it's a real good look, isn't it?
Well,
oh dear.
Well, welcome to the world of the modern spy.
I just wish you could see this head cam, but obviously it's on his head, so you can't. But you can see everything that the camera is seeing.
Hang on. If he goes on Becky cam
with that, then
yep. we'd see the head cam.
Becky cam is still going, but have a look. You can see what's happening in the studio now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's well subtle. You wouldn't even notice there, would you? Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Lots of people tuning into Headcam already, like Dawn, who says, I'm supposed to be working. It's already too easy to Skype when you work from home without distractions like you on Headcam. Sorry. Becca's been on. She's strangely addicted to it already. It's just what goes on in the studio. Now, he does need to remember to take that off at some point, because like, what happens when he wants to go to the loo?
Well, does he not keep it on?
No,
I thought the deal was that it stays on him. But also, it's pointing straight ahead. It doesn't point down.
Well, what he's got to do is look down.
He'll look down, won't he?
Well, you'd look at it, don't you?
I don't look at his. No, but you look at it, don't you?
You look down, don't you? Don't you?
No, well, not for the whole time.
No, but you'll still see
it. Kind of taking my surroundings and everything. You might see it briefly, yeah.
Mike Twist has been on. Is that a fake name? No.
No, sorry.
That's another Mike. I was addicted to Becky Cam, but I think you've outdone yourself with Headcam. This is the best thing that's ever happened in my day at work. Oh, Mike.
Erica,
your job must be super dull.
Erica and Ferriff says it's making her sick and dizzy in a Blair Witch kind of way.
No, it is a bit Blair Witch, because you need to stand still a bit more, one that doesn't speak, because seriously, it goes a bit Cloverfield.
Is that how they film Blair Witch?
Hmm?
Is that how they film Blair Witch, with a load of camcorders strapped to the head?
Yeah.
It has dropped out on a couple of occasions, but that's when the one that doesn't speak gets slightly overexcited with the bum bag.
Yeah. Has he attached the bum bag to himself?
No, he hasn't.
Like
he
a just, tourist in Florida?
No, he doesn't want to do that.
Oh. Oh, go on, put it on. Go on. Put the bum bag on. Look, you couldn't look any more stupid. You've got a flipping camcorder strapped to your head. There we are.
One of the highlights of his radio career, this.
Go online, have a look at Headcam. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Let's give someone else a go on the headcam now, shall we? Can I wear it for a while?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, one that doesn't speak. If you could pass that over.
Are you going to wear the bum bag as well?
Yeah, I think I have to.
Okay.
It's a good look. Go online to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. bum bag. Is there really any need? I suppose there is. It's attached.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to now put this on my head, so you can see what I am seeing.
Will that bum bag fit around you, given all the McDonald's, Twixes and donuts you've been eating over the past
Seriously,
couple of weeks?
We need to have a chat off air.
Do we?
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's good.
Quite funny when you get strict.
Ow!
What have you done?
I just pinged myself with the band.
You do look a bit like a ninja.
I am a ninja.
Yeah. You have completely ruined. You've managed to point. You've flicked that camera so it's now pointing at your nose.
Right, do you remember when I went on that ghost hunting show with Rachel and Alan and all that?
Yeah, and filmed yourself instead of the ghost,
yeah,
or something.
I couldn't use the night vision cameras.
No.
Yvette was very upset.
How's it looking now?
Like, could you just...
Hang on a minute, really I've no idea.
Morning. Could you adjust that, please? Thank you.
What have you done? You've got it out of its...
It's pinged on my head. Anyway, if you'd like to have a look at the head cam, I'm looking at Chappers now.
Okay, I can't see it on my computer at the moment.
You, the microphone.
I'm looking at the microphone. This is great.
So good luck.
Thank you.
Where have you put the bum bag?
It's just on my chair there. It's all fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Scott Mills with a weird camera on my head, which feels strange. It's 5:21 on Radio 1. We're breaking down the barriers of broadcasting, Chappers, you know. One day all radio will be like this.
Well, all of us with headbands and a camera on our heads.
Or
I really hope not.
TV, as it's called.
That it is, yeah.
My dad's lent me his old 80s video camera. I might just try and make one of my own tonight.
Well, you won't be a fit that on your head, are you?
Just like a massive, huge one.
Well, won't that weigh about 2 stone?
Well.
And be 3 times the size of your head?
This one's quite heavy.
Yeah.
What, is it one of those real 80s ones?
Yeah.
Massive one. Good luck with that. Okay, Killers, new track is coming up after Outkast. Now, you know, Adele was in the live lounge on the tour with Joe Wylie yesterday, mm-hmm. around her house, right?
Yeah.
And we discovered a new laugh from Adele, which we liked a lot. And we thought it sounded a bit like the Match of the Day theme tune. Remember?
Yeah.
A lot of people like that. Some people are good on their... I've just hit the microphone with the camera. That must have looked weird. A lot of people have now got that as a download, which you can get from the Radio 1 mobile site, 81199. Text the word mobile if you want Adele laughing the Match of the Day theme. Right. Guess what I've now found that comes out very soon, next month I think it is.
What's that?
This.
She has one of the UK's finest voices. She's the Brit Award-winning, multi-platinum selling Adele. Now she returns with a brand new album. Adele laughs popular TV themes. A whole album of Adele's favourite shows through the medium of laughter. Adele does This Is Your Life. Listen to a soul superstar cackle The Simpsons. And many more. Hear Adele's dirty laugh taking on some classic themes. Adele laughs popular TV themes. The new album.
Oh, great, when's that. It out?
Out soon, I think.
Really?
Mm. I can't wait.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know how it works. Three situations. All you have to do is tell me what happens next.
Oh, what's occurring?
Is it one all?
I don't know. Do I really have to do it all in this?
How can it be one all if we're only on Tuesday? Or are we carrying points forward from like... Becky win yesterday, I think?
Yeah. No.
I don't know. Anyway, Becky's in the lead on What's Occurring. Get ready to play along at home and let me know how you did on 81199. Ready for your first one? Let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Steve Strange?
Steve Strange?
Yeah.
That's a blast from the past, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh, he's cute.
He is. Now,
in what sense?
In like a, oh, bless Steve Strange kind of way.
Right. Now, he used to be a famous pop star in the early 1980s, and since then has reinvented himself as the Ozzy Osbourne of hairdressing on TV. You know they're bringing Celebrity Scissorhands back for a new series?
I am aware of that, yes.
On BBC Three, for Children in Need.
Is he going to be in it again?
I think he is.
Oh!
I love it. I love Steve's haircuts. And that means that he will be in that London and we'll probably all have to go out for a night out with him. Are you in?
No. You know they asked me to do that.
Celebrity Scissorhands?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that.
That's a ridiculous idea if ever there was one.
For the kids.
Pardon?
It's for the kids.
All right, I'll give them some money then.
Are you up for a night out with Steve Strange?
I think it would be good.
Happens every kind of year around this time.
I might just get him to cut my hair, that'd be easy.
Yeah, he will love that. Now, do you think Steve Strange is a fan of Wing, our favourite Chinese singer?
No.
If you don't know who Wing is, she was the one that completely tore it up at Radio 1's big weekend in Maidstone. I flew her over from New Zealand where she lives. This is some of her work.
Oh, brings a tear to my eye. I miss Wing.
I miss Wing.
And mine.
Here's my question to you. What would happen if Steve Strange got a call from Wing? So Wing calls him, sings a song down the phone. How long would 80s icon Steve Strange stay on the phone for? Chappers.
Oh, I think he could be on for about 12 minutes. Really?
So you're saying 12 minutes?
Yeah.
Becky?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Steve Strange off the 80s being wing-ringed by Wing.
Hello.
Hello, it's Wing.
Hello.
I got a very special message for you.
Who's that?
Hello, I'm Wing. I have a message for you.
Who's Wing?
I'm Wing.
Yeah?
This is for you.
Bye.
And here is the message.
Yeah.
From Wing. No, I can't forget this evening. No, your face as you were leaving. But I just guess that's the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes you're sorrow so. Yes, it's so. No, I can't.
Okay, Scott, it's all right. All right, Scott, enough torture.
Now you don't need me to.
Is this the blackmail so I can talk to you?
He knows it's me now, but he's still hanging on.
I can leave.
Scott, this is bloody torture.
I can leave. I can leave.
Scott, if I've got to be put through this pain to talk to you, I'll bloody hang up.
Just put the phone down.
Oh my God.
Ah, bless Steve.
2 minutes and 9 seconds. Yes! Get in, Becky.
Oh, what's the curtain?
I do quite like it that you knew it was me, but just carried on listening to Wing. Right, here's your next situation. You know you've been framed.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, after we did those videos.
One of the best shows on TV. It's brilliant. It was great on Saturday night. Did you see it?
No, wasn't it 100? Wasn't it 100 best or something?
Oh, all sorts on there. People fainting at the altar, people falling off trampolines, all the classics.
Okay.
Here's my question to you. Which Radio 1 DJ appeared on You've Been Framed on Saturday? Chappers.
What, any of them?
Yeah.
Current?
Yeah.
Well, I said... We were talking about earlier, I said Dave Pearce. You said, no, it's not Dave Pearce. So, Pete Tong.
You're saying Pete Tong. Becky.
You, and in a minute, you'll share the £250 we got with me, and then I'll go and buy a big bottle of champagne. Fingers
Let's
crossed.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Which DJ did appear on Saturday's You've Been Framed on ITV1?
Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills has got lucky at last, and about time. Oh dear, someone's not on his side.
I'd like to point out that obviously
which
it wasn't...
Which one was that?
It wasn't one of our videos that we did. You know, what he does now on that show is he tends to pick people that look a bit like people in the public eye and say that instead. So there's a man with his...
Was it one of those orange OAPs in Florida?
No, it was a man with what looked like his girlfriend, and they were in the sea, just paddling. There was a massive speedboat behind them. He looked quite 80s, tan, glasses, and then the speedboat comes along and splashes them, and they fall over, which will now make more sense when you hear this again.
Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills has got lucky at last, and about time. Oh dear, someone's not on his side.
Oh, I'm really annoyed I didn't watch that. I'm really annoyed. I normally watch it every week, but it clashed with Strictly this week.
Oh, what's the curtain?
I don't know what Harry's trying to say, because the bloke did look really, I think the video was probably about 1985.
Was it so old that they'd blurred the date in the corner?
Yeah. Okay, so Becky wins again, 2-0. Your last one?
Oh, brilliant.
You know Axwell and Bob Sinclar?
Yes.
Off of Dance Music, right? They got this track out which we played as our record of the week, remember? What a Wonderful World? Mm-hmm. Imagine.
It's quite an uplifting one, this.
Oh, yeah. Imagine yourself. And you know Bobby did Love Generation and World, Hold On and all those tunes, yeah?
Yeah.
They are our favourite DJs. But, you know, Bob, well, being French, he loves his cheese. And he brought in some cheese to Radio 1. Now, have a smell.
Oh,
okay.
Oh no,
that's
no.
That's what that's for. I've just ate a bit of that.
Did you eat some?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
God,
that's
that
the cheese
stinks.
That Bob Sinclar
I love that stuff. Can
left
I have
behind.
A bit more?
What do you think it is?
I think it might be Roquefort.
What do you think?
Yeah,
it's
definitely Roquefort.
No, I'm definitely Roquefort. Definitely Roquefort.
Only because Chappers says it and he knows more than I do.
It is actually Roquefort.
Right, thanks. Well, do I get the point?
Do you not like it?
I don't mind eating it, but I don't like the smell. Also,
I love Bob's cheese. That's great, that is.
Also, it's been wrapped in cling film, so it looks as though it's sweated quite a bit.
It has sweated quite a lot.
That's the chef in me. Yeah.
Now, how many people
do
you think would be able to identify it just by its smell? We got 10 Radio 1 employees to try and identify the cheese just by sniffing it. How many guessed the cheese correctly in Bob Sinclair and Axwell's new game, Smell My Cheese? Chappest.
I'll go first. He's collapsed laughing. Three.
That's the most convoluted way of just getting to the gag.
I'm saying three.
You think three people out of 10?
Yeah.
Chappers?
I'm going to go for five.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Bob Sinclair and Axwell's new game, Smell My Cheese.
Hello, I'm Axwell.
Hello, I'm Bob Sinclair and Smell My Cheese.
Hello there, beautiful lady. What is your name?
It's Pippa.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
We have a special task for you today. We want you to smell our cheese.
Lovely.
And smell my cheese.
That's not a cheese name, but keep going.
I don't know. Roquefort?
You're right.
Hello, big boy.
Hello.
What's your name, man?
My name's Tom.
Okay, Tom. Would you mind to smell my cheese?
It's blue. That's about it.
Hi, I'm Gemma.
Thank you for coming. Would you mind smelling my cheese?
Smell my cheese.
Oh, it smells like feet.
Right, that was my foot, but would you mind smelling my cheese?
Stilton?
No, sacre bleu, no.
What's your name, sir?
Toby.
Toby, welcome. Would you mind taking a little bit of a deep breath on this cheese here? And can you tell me what it is?
Danish blue.
Impossible. What's your name?
Hello, I'm Sarah.
Hello, Sarah. Can you smell my cheese?
It smells mouldy. I don't know. I don't know what cheese it is.
My name is Pat.
Hello, Pat. Can you smell this cheese, please?
Is it Gorgonzola?
No, my friend. Completely wrong. Hello, what's your name?
Jocelyn.
Okay, so now smell my cheese. So?
Is it Gouda?
No, it's not Gouda. No, it doesn't smell that, huh?
All right, Nathan. Let's smell the cheese.
Brie?
Wrong.
Hello, blonde lady. What's your name?
Katie.
Can you smell my cheese, please?
Okay.
Smell my cheese.
That's definitely a blue cheese. I think, yeah, like a Roquefort.
Okay, you're right. You win. What did you win?
Are you the cheese master coming up?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. My name is Axwell. Smell my cheese, please.
Smell my cheese.
An aged Roquefort.
Roquefort, for sure!
And that was Bob...
Hello, I'm Bob Sinclair.
I'm Axwell.
And smell my cheese.
Smell my cheese.
I was going to say that, but they said it. That was Axwell and Bob Sinclair with our new game, Smell My Cheese. The correct answer was three people. Oh. Becky wins again. Yay. Well done.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Right, let's do Badly Bleeps TV. What we do is we get a selection of our favourite TV and radio shows and we bleep out some words. That's all it is, a missing words game. Just tell me what the words are. Play along at home on 81199. Now, the first one is, you know Natalie Jameson off the Entertainment News?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, well, she was doing the Odd Box while Dom was away with Chris Moyles in LA.
Okay.
It's this thing on Radio 1 Online where they just showcase really weird videos that you can look up on the internet, okay? But what is the missing word that Natalie is saying here on Badly Bleeped TV?
A Japanese researcher has worked out how to get a whale to talk. The vocabulary is a bit limited, but amazingly, Nak the beluga whale can say f*** it, f***er, and goggles.
So there's two there for you to identify.
Can I hear that again? Because I didn't get the middle one.
All right.
Nak the beluga whale can say f*** it, f***er, and goggles.
What are the words?
Oh, dear. Would you want to go first?
Yeah.
Bucket. Yeah, I do, because
well,
I don't know
the answer. Well, no, because I only have two guesses, and if I don't say them first, you'll say them. Bucket and fire.
Bucket and fire, says Becky. What are you saying?
Well, can I say...
it once more?
Yeah, go on then.
Nak the beluga whale can say bucket, f***er, and goggles.
What do you think?
Can I say bucket as well? Because there really is nothing else that I can think of, with the exception of bucket.
All right.
Unless it... Well, no, I could change it, I suppose. Phuket. Phuket's a tourist resort, isn't it, in Thailand? I'll go for Phuket.
What, so it's a... What?
It's a well-travelled.
It's a well-travelled whale, so you can say Phuket and Flipper.
Phuket and Flipper?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Knack, the beluga whale, can say buckets, flipper... And goggles.
Oh!
There you go.
If we'd worked together on that one, we would have got it.
Yeah.
We would, yeah.
Yeah. You should have worked together. Very good. Okay, let's move on. Now, this is you, Becky, on this show.
What?
Next on Badly Bleeped TV. You'd probably be able to remember what you said.
OMG.
Which puts you at a bit of a disadvantage. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What's the missing word?
Someone's worked out how to turn the parrot on.
Bay?
He's... looking at me now.
Well, you must know what you said.
And again.
Someone's worked out how to turn the parrot on.
Bay?
He's looking at me now.
Becky?
I'm trying to remember what the parrot was doing. I think it was winking.
You must remember, surely.
I think it was winking. Winking. He's winking at me. Yeah, he's winking at me, yeah.
You're not going to forget a winking parrot, are you? walking.
Walking at me?
Yeah, well, I just think she's grammatically incorrect. Yeah.
Let's find out.
Someone's worked out how to turn the parrot on.
Bay?
He's winking at me now.
Yay! Well done, Becky.
Couldn't say anything else, could I?
Really? Not really. Very good. Who's in the lead now?
She is.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations. Now we turn our attentions to Panorama. Now, this is the first time you've heard Badly Bleeped TV, you're not allowed to play this one because this is for experienced Badly Bleeped TVers only.
Right, okay. That's not me or Chappers. No.
You have to be playing this for a while to even think about doing this one, okay? Three different words I'm looking for here. Three different missing words from the BBC's Panorama.
So into and are the testicles.
That's it's quick.
Oh
fire.
My god, that's probably the most difficult one ever. Go on, and again.
So into and f***ing are the testicles.
This is above my level,
could
I
be,
think.
This could be anything.
Told
this
you,
could.
It's a hard one.
Right, interconnecting and...
I'll play it to you
thanks.
Once more.
So into and f***ing are the testicles.
And flicking are the technicals. Tentacles. Tentacles. Oh, was it a panorama special on octopus?
What are you saying?
Intricate and firing tentacles.
Okay. Let's find out.
So interconnected and far-reaching are the tentacles of global finance.
Ah. Oh, okay.
I've never heard about the tentacles of global finance. It's like octopuses and money mixed together.
Right, I'm completely lost as to who's in the lead.
I don't
now.
Think either of us got all three there, so I don't think you can give a point to anybody.
No,
there.
All right, cool. Let's move on. Now, we're going to...
Sorry, somebody just texted in their idea for that last one, which it wasn't.
We're going to go to Radio 4 now and book at bedtime, OK? But what is the missing word here?
These two were displaying their huge well over a metre. These two were displaying their huge whips, well over a metre.
Becky?
Whips. I can't think of anything else. Chappers. I had to say it before Chappers did.
Walls.
Let's find out.
These two were displaying their huge wingspan.
Wow. They are big, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Well over a metre. Back to the same play. What's the missing word?
I leaned my head against the cool stones of the wall, f***ing hard.
Oh.
Working
hard. You can hear it once more if you want.
No, yes, I'm going to go working.
I'll have it once more.
I leaned my head against the cool stones of the wall, f***ing hard.
Can you walk hard? Walking hard.
Walking hard. Chappers?
Yeah. Working.
I leaned my head against the cool stones of the wall, thinking hard.
Oh. Thinking hard.
Thinking hard.
Okay, back to the same play. What's the word here, please?
Finally, it stood showing nicely as I f***ed with stiffened fingers.
This is possibly the hardest one ever.
It's just a missing words game, that's all it is.
I know it's a... what else is it? It's just very difficult, isn't
Finally, it stood showing nicely as I f***ed with stiffened fingers.
Frowned.
Found.
Frowned.
Frowned.
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you frown with your fingers?
I don't know. She might be frowning and have stiffened fingers. Separate.
Can I hear it one more whilst I just try and come up with something?
All right.
Finally, it stood showing nicely as I f***ed with stiffened fingers.
Fidgeted.
Fidgeted. Okay, let's find out.
It stood showing nicely as I fumbled with stiffened fingers.
Fumbled. See? That was close, though.
Yeah. But
should get a half a fidget.
No. It's not the same. Okay, we're still on Book at Bedtime, which is amazing, by the way.
It's really difficult because I have the text screen in front of me, and Becky hasn't today, and I have the text screen in front of me, and they're giving me lots of suggestions, and it's just putting me off.
Okay, next.
And I could see the busy movements of its the inward turned we were joined together, just for a moment.
Mm. That's quite difficult.
That is difficult, I need that again.
And I could see the busy movements of its the inward turned we were joined together. Just for a moment.
I need to hurry you for an answer.
I don't know what the first one is. The second one is... I don't know.
Pass.
That's too hard.
You're passing?
I think the second one's cork.
Okay.
I'm going to pass
cork.
The first one.
That's
well, at least I guessed.
And I could see the busy movements of its beak, the inward turned concentration of its eye.
Oh,
we were joined together. Just for a moment.
That bleep was never as long as concentration.
Beak and concentration were the answers you were looking for there. It is difficult this week, I have to say. Next!
I turned to look at the source of the disturbance, hoping it was someone just passing through. A dog, someone I could ignore.
Jogger.
A jogger.
Yeah.
Chavis.
Digger.
I turned to look at the source of the disturbance, hoping it was someone just passing through. A dog. Someone I could ignore.
Okay, let's find out.
Hoping it was someone just passing through. A dog walker. Someone I could ignore.
Oh, dog walker. So easy when you hear it, isn't it? Okay, one more for you on Badly Bleep TV. Two words for you here to identify. Just tell me what they are. We're back to the play again on Radio 4.
Anything interesting? He asked. Wit.
Can I have it one more time?
Anything interesting? He asked. It.
Chappers.
Found it bugged.
Found it bugged.
Pass.
You're passing again?
Yeah.
Anything interesting? He asked. It.
At least have a guess. No?
No, sorry.
Okay, here's the answer.
Anything interesting? He asked. Godwit. Bar-tailed.
Oh,
God, bar-tailed?
See, that's where I passed. There was no way.
Are you telling me that hasn't been hard this week?
Yeah, I didn't.
That's
I did
extreme.
Say, I did say it was hard.
Honestly.
But you were getting too good at it, so I just thought we needed to throw, a few godwits in there.
She's made us look stupid this week.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.